And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
If a married non-member couple is added to the church, and then the questioner specifies one of which has been divorced for unscriptural reasons, can they remain married and still be saved? Now, this is a very important question because marriage is a very marriage and divorce rather are very common practices not only in America but in many countries today. We should remember what God's plan for marriage is, and that God hates divorce. God hates putting away. Now, with that said, we must understand two things to be able to answer this question. First of all, we must understand the difference in a scriptural and an unscriptural divorce. That will help us to understand the difference in a scriptural and unscriptural marriage. We must also understand what the Bible teaches regarding repentance and what true Bible repentance is. If we understand those two things, then we will certainly be better able to answer this question. First of all, regarding marriage, Jesus was asked in Matthew chapter 19 by the Pharisees, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Matthew 19 and verse 3. Jesus taught them what God said regarding marriage. Haven't you read that he that made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. Jesus taught us in those two verses, those three verses, verses 4 through 6, exactly what God wants in marriage. One man and one woman who love each other to be married and live together for life. Now that's what he intended. There is, however, one exception to this, and this is given to us in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, where Jesus says, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for fornication and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Now we need to understand the one exception that Jesus has given us for ending marriage before death. See, there are only two ways scripturally that a marriage can end. One of the partners passes away, the other is then free from the law of that marriage and can marry another. Or, one person is guilty of fornication. The innocent party then has the right, not the responsibility, not the obligation. You don't have to divorce at that point, but you can. The innocent party may divorce and marry another. Those are the only two ways, scripturally, that a marriage can end. Now, understanding that, we understand that only a person who is scripturally eligible can be in a scriptural marriage. That means that two people who have never been married, people who have been married but their partners have died, or people who have been married but been scripturally divorced, those are the only people eligible for marriage in a scriptural sense. Now, it's also important that we understand the Bible doctrine of repentance. To understand that, we turn to Matthew chapter 21, and we begin reading in verse 28. Here Jesus says, what do you think? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he said, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? Now, the answer is obvious. The first one did what his father wanted. We see that first he rebelled, but then he regretted it. And not only did he regret it, but he regretted it and he went. You see, if he had simply regretted what he had done, that would have been just regret. Repentance is when that regret moves us to a change in action. Now, in the case of our question about those who are unscripturally married, the only way that they could repent of that, truly repent, is to regret having violated God's law. Even if they did so unknowingly at the time they married, they must regret what they did in violating God's law by marrying, and they must change that. There must be action to go with that regret. That action would be to separate, because they cannot remain in that married state and continue to live as husband and wife. That would be adultery. Now, can that person then be baptized and the marriage be okay? No. You do not baptize a marriage. Rather, A person is baptized after he has repented. And if a person is unscripturally married and requests baptism but is unwilling to leave that marriage, then they are unwilling to repent and therefore not an eligible candidate for marriage.